Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast. Guys, we have a wonderful guest today. We have Melissa Pruitt, who is the creator of Instapost, and she helps entrepreneurs create engaging content for Instagram. And we all know how important that is in our business today, whether we have an online, offline, brick and mortar, service-based, product-based business, we all need to gain our reach. But we are here to talk about her entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for coming on, Melissa.
Thank you so much. This is going to be awesome. I'm so excited that you asked me to be here.
I am. Of course, I would ask you. You guys are goal crushers. You are amazing as a woman entrepreneur. So of course, you were in my sights from the beginning. But thank you for coming on today. Tell us how you started your entrepreneurial journey.
So for me, I didn't originally start as an entrepreneur. I actually did the traditional route where I went to school and I decided that that was going to be the route for me. I have a background in psychology. So I went to school for my master's degree in psychology, and I actually worked as a therapist for over 10 years. I worked with a lot of women dealing with body image issues and family therapy and things like that. And it was very intense work, and I loved my clients, and I got burned out really, really fast. So from there, I just went on this journey where I just was trying to figure myself out. I mean, I think that's what we all kind of go through. It's, you know, you have these expectations, like you're supposed to know this is the thing you're going to do. And it was tough. It was a really challenging time because all my life I prepared for this. This is what I wanted to do. I always wanted to help people, but that wasn't the right path for me. And what it did, it actually led me to a journey of coaching and learning more and more about business training. And I was able to integrate some of my psychology skills and background and my love for helping people with business and marketing. And that's where I am today.
And that makes so much sense too, because I do believe the entrepreneurial journey is an evolution of finding ourselves too. You know, where do we fit in this, and knowing that we have this bigger purpose that we want to bring to the world and the change that we want to make, and the, you know, just having, sharing that gift and having the opportunity to help others rise in achieving that for themselves is so pivotal. And it calls a lot of us to be entrepreneurs. But tell me a little bit more about your business, how long it's been, you know, where are you at in the particular business journey?
So Instapost right now is a fairly new business, but we haven't been new to the online world. I'm very fortunate because my husband, Paul, and I work together. So we've had businesses together for a long time. As far as in the photography world, we have a brick and mortar photography business, which we're slowly transitioning out of and really focusing everything on the online piece. And we also had a photography membership too. And that was really just a great, I was saying to Paul the other day, as an entrepreneur, you're going to be going through a lot of different types of businesses, and that's where you start to find your groove. And now with Instapost, it being a fairly new business, we've actually only been business for like just a couple of months with it, but I'm loving it because I'm finally feeling like this is something that I can bring, you know, to the table. I can combine not only my knowledge, my skills, but I'm truly passionate about helping people, and all the things that I've worked so hard towards. You know, you go to school, you do this thing, you do this training, you do this thing, and you're like, how is this all, you know, going to piece together? Does it really make any sense? And it's all starting to feel like it makes sense. It's kind of like this big matrix coming together. You actually can see the big picture and see the vision. It just feels so congruent, and it feels so light because, you know, with our memberships and things we've done before have been so heavy before, and now it's just this is what we want to do, and it's light, and I just love it.
In love with it.
Yes.
And quite frankly, truth be told to the listeners, you guys are major trailblazers anyways. So, you know, it's no surprise that, you know, you have worked on yourselves as well as helping the people that you've been working with for years. So this business, Instapost, is just going to be another piece of that that's just going to lift more entrepreneurs to success that you know that you can help them with. Let me ask you a question though. What is one thing you know now that you wish you knew when you started?
Oh, that's a good thing. I think it's just a matter of being gentle with yourself that you don't have to know everything all at once. Like if you would have told me, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I'd be where I am now. I've been like, what are you talking about? This is not at all where I pictured. You know, I think for that reason too, we, as women, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves that we have to have it all together, that we have to have all the answers. We have to, if we're career minded, we have our career, that we're rocking things out at home. We have everything all together, all figured out. And like I said, going through that transitional period where I was in the psychology field, I was doing therapy, I was burning out. And when I decided to just let that go, I really went through almost like an identity crisis where I didn't know who I was and what I was all about and the direction I was going. And I put a lot of pressure on myself to figure that out. But looking back at that now, that was part of the journey. That's what brought me here to where I am now. And if I hadn't gone through some of those hardships and that learning process, I wouldn't have learned everything that I've done along the way. So just because you don't have it all figured out now, just know what where you are is exactly where you need to be, because these are the building blocks that's going to make you even stronger. And I know even right now with where I am in my business, that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's going to look totally different. And that's okay, that nothing's permanent in this entrepreneur world. It's not like you have to pick something and then you're stuck with it. And I think as entrepreneurs, like we constantly want that change. And that's okay to embrace that and that you don't have to have it all figured out.
And we don't have to ride off into the sunset with any particular idea or, you know, what we create, creation of it. Yes,
absolutely.
That doesn't minimize the impact that you can have as you're moving through the entrepreneurial world. So the business that you have right now and where you are as an entrepreneur and being able to have that reflection and looking back at the stepping stones that you took to get to this moment in time. They were not for nothing, though. They impacted lives and they changed lives. And it's about evolving together in the entrepreneurial space and the gifts that you bring to the table for those people in your world that are connected to you at any given time in your entrepreneurial journey. That's what makes a difference. And I think that's where we learn by trial in the entrepreneurial space.
Yes. I mean, any person that I've touched along the way, I know that whether I was a therapist and helping them in family therapy or you know, a woman dealing with some really, really tough stuff, I was helping them. I was helping them as with photographers, you know, with the photographers and helping with their business skills. And even with our brick and mortar photography business, with helping that business person with getting that headshot and getting them situated with that and making sure that they looked their best and felt their best. Each one of those were all building blocks. So it's don't negate any of the things that you've done in the past, even if it's not what you want to do right now or in the future. Like this is all part of that whole process.
So how would you define success then in the entrepreneurial journey?
Well, you know, we all have our own definition of it. And for me, it's just doing the things that you love, that light you up, and building a business that serves you. Too many times I've seen entrepreneurs and business owners build these big monsters of machines that don't serve them, that don't serve their family. They do all the things that they think they should do. They do all the things that, you know, all the influencers and the gurus and everyone is telling them what they need to be doing. But at the end of the day, you define your own success and you do that by defining how you want to build your business. And that's part of the reason too, why Paul and I decided to make some transitions in our business, because, you know, quite frankly, we are very successful with our businesses. Everything that we've done and built has been very successful, but it's been very heavy. And it was a conscious decision that we really wanted to make some transitions and build a business that really served us and our family. To us, what's really important is time together. It's travel. It's time with friends and family and being able to serve people at the highest level that we can. And we can't do that if we feel like we're carrying around this bag of rocks with us where it feels super heavy. So it's building the business that we want, that we define. And that's how I would define success for anyone that, you know, you build that business according to you and your family, and whether that's a money goal, whether that's a time goal, you have to figure that out. And being okay that it's not necessarily, you know, what everyone else says you should do, or everyone else says, you know, you should, you know, what course you should buy or what route you should go. You need to determine that for yourself, what's best for you to build it, how it's going to serve you in your life.
Exactly. And again,
Some people want a financial benchmark. Some people, it's not the finances, it's the time. You know, so I mean, we each have that, but that is, success is not determined by what somebody else is doing to be successful. That's for ourselves. Such good words there. How did you overcome the most vulnerable struggle in being an entrepreneur?
I think for me, it was talking it through with people that understand me. And I still have challenges with this today,
we
too.
All will.
Yeah. I mean, I think especially too, as women, for me, it's always been trying to find those connections with women that I connect with, and also women that are other entrepreneurs that can really understand and feel me and are in that same position as me. So anytime I've had any of those types of struggles, it's been connecting with people that have been in similar situations, that really understand what you're going through. And when I'm in those vulnerable situations, being able to open up about it, being able to talk about it, and have just those genuine conversations. And I mean, like I said, it's one of the hardest thing to open up and say to someone, you know, I'm having a problem with this and I don't know what to do. But when you do that and you open yourself up to other people, you just don't know what kind of experience they bring to the table. You know, don't know what kind of things that they can do with their insights to help you.
So tell me a little bit about InstaPost. What does it do and why does it light you up?
So what I love about InstaPost, it's all about creating engaging Instagram content. And like I said, I have a psychology background. And the biggest thing for me that I'm seeing, a big mistake on social media, is that people forget that behind every social media profile and behind every app is an actual real person. So InstaPost is really designed to get back to bringing that social back to social media and really allow any people to create engaging content on their own, with their own voice, and talking about their business and their brand. Because as business owners, we know what we want to say. We have that brilliance inside of us of what we want to give to our people. But a lot of times we just don't have the right words to say. We don't know exactly, you know, how we should do those touch points with people. So with InstaPost, it's a subscription that really allows people to dive in deep into who they are and their business and what they're all about, and be able to convey that to their followers so that they can really connect with them. They can invite them to work with them and position themselves as the experts that they are, that go-to person, so that their followers know that they have their back. It's just a way of creating that engagement. And again, making it really social again. I use, like I said, that those psychological triggers to just dig in deep so people can really start to have deeper conversations.
And it would help them overcome analysis paralysis, right? Because
yes,
how many times, and I'm sure the listeners can relate to this, that you sat down to put something on social, on Instagram, and you're just like, oh, that's not good enough, or that's not perfect enough, or that's not, my words aren't formed well enough. And then you just end up not doing anything.
Yes, yes. That's the biggest thing I hear, is I don't know what to say. And then they just don't do anything. And we don't want to do that either.
How can social media then be a catalyst for the entrepreneur's business? Talk a little bit about that, because what if there's listeners that are just coming into the social media game, and Facebook's always usually the first entry point, although the younger generation is bringing in the other piece of that with Instagram, you know, surging ahead. But how does social media actually make that difference?
So what it is that you want to think about social media as a tool, and Instagram in particular can be one of your best marketing tools. Because the one thing that I love about it is that it takes that personal piece that's on your Facebook page, like what you would put on your profile about your life, your friends, your family, what you did last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it also takes the things from your business with all the things that you teach and the value that you give, and it smushes it together into one app. And that's the one unique thing about Instagram, is that you can show your personality on Instagram with behind the scenes about your values, your beliefs, your family, and also teach your followers what it is that you do and really give value to them. How I look at it is, Instagram is a great way as a marketing tool to build like, know, and trust. Because we've all heard this, you know, people only want to do business with people that they like, know, and trust. And so when you're posting on Instagram, not as a matter of like, here's my thing, buy my stuff, but just, you know, here's my day, this is my routine, you know, I'm just a regular mom just like you, I'm just a regular person just like you, people feel that connection to you and they're likely to follow you. They're likely to really relate to who you are as a person. And when they relate to you, then they're more open-minded to listen to what you have to say. When you actually have an offering or something that gives value or something that can solve one of their biggest challenges, because they trust you, because they feel like they know you, and you're also getting to know them as well, because it is reciprocal. That's the one thing that I think people forget. Like, don't just post things and expect people to reach out to you. That, you know, you as an entrepreneur have to take that responsibility to engage in that conversation back. And when you do that, that creates trust. And then from there, that relationship can build to either become a client, or even if they're not a client, to just keep you top of mind, so that when someone says, I need this person, I need a person to help me with this, they would say, oh, you know, White Dove is perfect for that. You know what I mean? So it creates that like, know, and trust factor, which is so huge. And again, it brings back that old school networking into a new app.
So, yeah. And it puts it into a little bit more of the digital era, the, you know, the virtual era, but it's still the same concept.
Absolutely.
Because absolutely. We don't sell to a cold market ever. That is not the norm. You know, people need to know who we are first. And in the social media world, this is also not 2015 where we can, you know, slam them into a funnel and say, this is good. People want to know who we are. You know,
absolutely.
I'll go stalk somebody. I'll be like, all right, somebody wants to come on the podcast. All right, who are you? You know, exactly. And they all get a chance. You know, everybody gets the opportunity, but I'm just like, I want to know, you know,
right. We want to know people. We're as human beings, we're curious. I like to say we're nosy. We're nosy. We just, you know, we want to know. And so that's where you can just fill people's curiosity about who you are. And then again, create that conversation back and forth, because again, we forget a lot of times that, you know, people look at those apps and they just see the app, but we forget there's a person behind that. There's a person there that has their own challenges, their own struggles, their own goals, their own life. So bringing back that human connection on social media, I love social media for that reason. I mean, yes, people a lot of times they complain about some of the negative things on there, but if you focus on the positive about how it really can build relationships, that's what you're going to see more of, and you're going to create more of that in your world, and you're going to help your followers create that too in their world too.
How has the entrepreneurial journey changed you?
So I definitely would say I'm more of a leader now. I feel like I'm stepping into my own. You know, I was talking to someone on a coaching call. It's like, you know, like when you turn 40, all of a sudden you just like, don't give a crap about what anyone else thinks. Like,
right.
That's kind of where I feel like now, where I am in my business. It's just, I feel very settled with who I am as a leader. And I know what I'm all about as far as with the value that I want to give. So if you would have talked to me maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I know I wouldn't have that feeling of settledness, because I just hadn't stepped into that yet. And I was going through my own path too. And I knew also too, it's not over for me, that I have so much more to learn, you know, the next years to come to learn. But I just feel very content and settled into who I am now as a person and what I have to give and the value that I have to share with people.
What does it look like? If you could project the future or see the future, what does it look like a year from now? What are your big goals?
Well, Paul and I love to travel. That's one of our things that we're actually, again, we're talking about that success and definition of success for us. It's designing our life around that. And we want to just basically be traveling the world. And we have been traveling. A lot of you guys follow us.
Yes.
We go over a lot of the place, but even more of that, where we can travel, where we can have experiences and take those travels, you know, with us, so that we have those experiences. And also to include, we have David, our son as well, and include him as well on some of those travels now that he's getting a little bit older too.
And be able to enjoy those really neat places and experiences. And I look forward to following you guys and seeing where your journey is going to take you.
Exactly.
Live vicariously until I'm traveling myself, you know. But if there's one thing about Instagram that you could share with the audience that seems to be forgotten the most, what is it?
So I would say one of the things is, again, to remember that it's there to use as an engagement tool. It's there to connect with people. We heard someone, Trent Shelton, who's an ex-football player, he spoke at an event that we attended. And one thing that he said that stuck with me was that in order to reach the 5 million, you have to be willing to talk to the five. So you have to be willing to engage with those five people as you are building up your followers, to not focus on that number, to not focus on the vanity metrics, but to focus on the people, to focus on the relationships and really building those relationships, and be willing to talk to the five, the 10, the 15 people as you are building and building and building, because that's truly, again, what it comes back down to, like, know, and trust. What we're building on Instagram, we're using it as a marketing tool to build relationships, to lead people to either work with us, to refer us to amazing opportunities that you can connect with people to collaborate on different things. So it's a great marketing tool when you use it the right way as a way of connection. Mm.
So then I have a question real quick, because that made me think about my lack of consistency on Instagram. So should I reply to the comments, or should I just heart them?
Absolutely reply. Absolutely reply. Because how does it feel like when you take the time and effort to write something and then you get a reply back, that's not just like, oh, that's cool, but an actual thought out conversation that feels just good as an individual. And if you wanted to take it a step further, you could actually DM, direct message that person and say, hey, thanks so much for making a comment on that post. What did you like most about that? I would love to know. And you start that conversation and you be proactive. So again, it's not just about putting your stuff out there, your content out there, and expecting people to comment on it and waiting and being reactive. This is us as entrepreneurs being proactive with our activities, being proactive with engagement and reaching out to people, because as entrepreneurs, we have a responsibility. We have something valuable to give. We have something valuable to share, and we want to get in front of the right people and as many of those right people as possible so we can help as many people as possible. But we can't do that if we sit back and just wait for people to come to us. We have to be those trailblazers and put ourselves out there. And that's going to involve doing some things that might not be comfortable and that might be take a little bit more time and also might not be quote unquote scalable, but the things that are not scalable and the things that you're going to take time to do is what your competitors are not doing. They're not taking that time to do that. And by you doing that, it's going to set you apart. And again, it's focused on the relationship and nurturing that relationship.
Engagement is a two-way road.
It sure is.
I was just thinking about that and thinking, oh, all right. I'll reply, because I'm just like, I didn't know. So, hey, truth bombing right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Reply and have that conversation and like get to know that person as a person, because I mean, they took the time out of their day to comment on something fabulous that you posted. So show that appreciation, and because you know how good that feels when you have someone, say something to you. So how would that feel, if you did that in return?
Do you think that social media is going to ever go away, as far, because I hear this every now and then, it's not sustainable for business. It's not going to stay around. What do you think about that?
I think it's here to stay. And it's just a matter of us as entrepreneurs with not getting all bent out of shape. We have to ride the wave with it. It's here to stay, but then it's how we use social media to serve us. Again, not to be on social media all day long and not being present. I don't want anyone to do that either, but using it as a tool to produce content, to engage with followers. And then when you're done doing that, put the social media away and then actually enjoy time with your family, your friends, serve your clients, be present in the moment, but use the social media as a tool for what it's designed to do, which is, again, create those relationships, give mad value to people. And then from there, you go to serve your client.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I kind of like the social media aspect anyways, and the challenge of being better with it. I enjoy that part of it because it's a growth think of the unlimited potential that's behind that, stepping into a kind of a no man's land, and then taking the bull by the horns and saying, I'm going to go run with this, with services like what you offer with InstaPost. I mean, that just takes the thinking out of it and gets that engagement rolling to where we start kind of getting our traction with it.
Absolutely.
How can the audience find you and what you offer?
Absolutely. So people can find me on Instagram and on Facebook. My handle is Real Melissa Pruitt, like a real person, Melissa Pruitt. And then they can also, if anyone's interested and doesn't know about what to post as far as on Instagram or really any social media, they can find me. I have a freebie, the 52 Conversation Catalysts. So it's 52conversationcatalysts.com, and they can grab that. They can find me there and get more information about creating engaging content. And that's a way to just stay in touch with me. And anyone that wants to shoot me a DM about anything, I'm totally, shoot me that DM, because I do want to get to know people.
Well, and if I can even just reiterate that, take her up on it, because it is, that's gold right there. you are a wealth of information, Melissa. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate you explaining who you are, your journey, and where it's brought you to today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Listeners, make sure you check out those show notes. There are some gold nuggets in the podcast episode, but there's also some great stuff to get from Melissa and be able to dive into what her world looks like and jump into that social media space if you aren't already in there, or perfect what you are already doing. As always, guys, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.